Hi, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Jose?
Yes.
Hi, Jose. Good morning. My name is Tyler. I'm the specialist here in the department that handles product details as well as pricing for the state of California. How's your day going?
It's going good. How about yours?
My day's going well. I appreciate you asking. You know, we're just starting out here, but overall, happy Thursday to you to kind of start things off here.
Yes.
One day closer to Friday, almost there. I appreciate that, Jose. It's a pleasure. I know you were speaking with Tara. She's one of our mapping coordinators for the department. Did she do a good job explaining the basics of the program and where it is we would have you showing up on the front page?
Yeah, she kind of explained it to me.
Okay.
How the thing works.
Okay. Now, did you have any questions aside from the pricing, like details of how the program works or what it's going to do for you, aside from hearing just the price point?
Yeah, if you can explain that to me a little bit more, we'll be better.
Absolutely. I'd love to. So basically what we do for you, Jose, is we get you found as a top recommended option on the very front page of Google, but people or consumers are going to be able to find you when they type in keywords related to what you're offering, whether that would be like plumbing companies near me, clogged drains, faucet repair, faucet replacement, water heater installation, any keywords related to a service that you're offering. When they're typed into the search bar, you'd be found as soon as those phrases are typed in. Okay, but the major benefit to them calling you directly is they call you directly. You wouldn't have to worry about paying any kind of a lead fee. Okay, now also, it's a whole package deal that we provided for you. Not only does it get you found on the front page of Google, but this would also get you found with first page placement on Bing Local as well. Bing is owned by Microsoft. It's the second largest search engine that consumers use nowadays. And then what we would also be providing for you would be 60. We help your ranking by placing you on 60 directories. Now, these are directories that Google has in web crawlers go out and index on a day-to-day basis to help companies like yours rank on the front page. So you'll be placed on like the BetterBusinessBureau.org, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Local Directory, etc. And then what we can also provide for you, Jose, is a website. The website would be built for you within 5 business days. But I see here that you already have one of those .business.sites, one of the Google sites. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I need to remove the word Inc. I would have just run it with backward, because if I put Inc., I'm going to get in trouble because my license is not out yet.
Understood. Absolutely. Well, if you would like help, I know this is one of the free ones that they give you, but if you would like help with a better website, we can do that for you. Do you own the domain name rockwoodinc.biz? You don't own that domain name though, right?
When you say I don't own, when you're asking me that, what does that really mean?
Did you buy that? Did you purchase that domain name? Did you pay any money for it?
No, I didn't pay any
okay.
money for it.
Okay. Well, if you didn't pay any money for it, that means that you don't own it, which is not a bad problem. This is one of the free sites. But what I can do for you is I can build you a better website than what you have in front of right there. And it wouldn't have Inc. on it. It would just say Rockwood or however you want the title to say. But
okay.
We can have it built for you within 5 business days. We also offer the hosting, the managing, and the maintenance of it. This way you never have to worry about doing it on your own. But what we would do is send you over an example of how it looks on the 5th business day before promoting it live. And then once we get your approval on it, we would then attach to the front page of Google, start gaining traction to the website, and you would start receiving more phone calls towards your company. And again, with us building the website, you would have less chances of getting in trouble because you won't have the incorporated linked into your website name. Okay?
Yeah.
And then also, that's a big thing. Yeah, you can get fined for that. And then also, we provide you with the mobile devices. And that's because nowadays everybody is doing internet searches from their cell phones and their location's always changing whenever they're traveling. So what we're going to do for you, Jose, is mobily optimize the business. That way you do show up from anybody that would be searching from any kind of iPhone, any Android. And we also cover you on all tablets out there. So when it comes to your online exposure, we literally cover all of your bases. Okay, now, just to kind of give you a general idea, like I said, we get you found for 15 different keywords or keyword phrases. That way, if anybody goes online to type one of those into the search bar, you'd be found as soon as those phrases are typed in. But let me ask you, Jose, I know you offer some plumbing services, but what other services do you offer with your business?
I do plumbing, paint, concrete. We do framing.
Perfect. So if you do,
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, basically, basically what we do is a general contractor. The only issue that I have is it's like I told you, like my license is not been out, so I'm working on it, and hopefully I can get it pretty soon.
Absolutely. Well, you think you'll have that within the next, within the next month or so?
Maybe not in a month, but like in about 2 or 3 months, I would say I'm probably going to have it.
Understood. Okay. So what we can do is we can get you found for the services that you can take on without obviously having to have a license for them. So if you can take on some painting, if you can do some concrete, if you could do some other work, we would get you found for those keywords. That way, obviously, you're still getting phone calls and you can see a return on investment from utilizing the services without you getting in trouble for it. Okay, without the license.
Yeah, that's good because I'm actually working on getting an LLC too. So,
perfect. Okay.
Just to get it as a handyman for right now so that way I don't get in trouble.
Yes. So, and just to kind of give you a general idea, I did type in the keyword. The reason why I asked is because I wanted to find out the services you're able to accomplish right now without having a license. So if you want to be found for a handyman right now, since you don't have the license, we can do that for you because handyman falls under a whole bunch of different categories. And the calls, again, they come directly to you, and they're going to be coming to you by consumers that are already out there looking for the services you offer. But another benefit to the position is when they call you directly, you can kind of gauge the calls as they come into you because they're going to tell you the services that they want, and you'll be able to tell them if you're able to take that on or not because obviously the license situation. Okay, and then also I did a search in your Los Angeles is huge. I typed it into the Los Angeles area. The keyword that I typed in to see what searches were, how many searches were performed were handyman. And it shows me right here that handyman has been performed or searched, in other words. So it shows me 1,213 times in the last 30 days. Now, I don't want to mislead you, Jose, and say that we're going to be able to bring you over 1,200 phone calls towards your company. I'm sure you know as well as me that's not realistic whatsoever. But the goal... Yeah. For us over here, it is to help place your company in front of a large percentage of those searches that are being done. That is something that we can help you with. And the way we go about doing that for you is we would go into each individual area and program your company in the areas where the searches are being conducted from. Once we program your company and get you found in the areas where the searches are being conducted from for the services, that's going to lead a large majority of those phone calls towards your company from those people doing that search. And then also, we offer targeted marketing. So we know the home base for you is in Pasadena or Los Angeles, but when it comes to servicing your clients, do you go outside of the Los Angeles area or do you like to stay pretty local for the most part?
No, like I was telling the, what's the name?
Tara,
yeah. I was telling Tara, I don't mind driving an hour and a half away from where I live. So, I mean, it's okay for me.
Perfect. Well, what we allow you to do is hand select any cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in. We allow you to hand select the areas, Jose, because you know the areas that are maybe around you that may be a bit more profitable for you to work in or the areas that bring you a larger amount of income. So the goal for us over here is to program you into those areas that are making the most bang for your buck. But again, you know, that's why we offer the services here with a 2-month verbal agreement. That strictly is because it makes us performance-based. Jose, we've been in business for 17 years, but the only way we're going to keep you coming back to us for the third month moving forward is by providing you results within the first 2-month time frame. But the pricing, it's set on a month-per-month basis with no contracts. Now, without any of the discounts, Normally, the original pricing for this package, it runs at $499 with a $299 programming fee. That is not your price today, Jose. What I'm able to do for you today is waive the programming fee entirely and reduce the $499 all the way down to $199. That'd be exactly a 50% discount on top of waiving the setup fee. And that's out the door. There's no other hidden fees that would be involved with that price point. There's no other surcharges. And like I said, the setup fee, I'd be waiving that entirely for you. Now,
okay.
My question would be, I know it would vary depending on the size of jobs that you'd be taking on, of course, but how many clients would we have to bring you every month in order to offset the $199 price and make it become profitable for you?
I mean, yeah, that's, I mean, like I say, it sounds good to me. I'm sure people go online and that's how this thing is working today.
So, absolutely.
I mean, it makes total sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, since everything is done, since the pricing is handled on a month-per-month basis and all the services that are included, I'm sure you can see the value of giving the program a shot so we can prove to you how well it's going to work for your business, right?
Yeah, I totally understand that.
Okay.
And you say it's $199?
Yes, it's $199, and that price is locked in, and it never changes or goes up on you.
It never goes up, you say, right?
Yes, it always remains locked in.
Okay, and that's month per month, $200
month per month? Correct, with no contracts. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Jose, it's definitely going to be something that we make you happy with. Okay, I can definitely tell you that. But in order to make sure that we would be representing you properly on the front page, what I would have to do here on the front end is just verify some information in regards to the company to make sure that we have everything accurate. Okay? Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact per business. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 818 area code 317-4751, would that be the best number for us and our clients to reach you on?
Yes.
Okay. And then we also have to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. That's get you the little red dot that falls inside of the map showcasing the area that your business is located in. I found the business address listed as 5317 Longfellow Street. Is that a business location, storefront, or is it a home address?
No, that's a home address.
Okay, if that's a home address, we're never going to showcase that for the public to see. That will be hidden. But what we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way consumers know the area you're coming to service them from, but they wouldn't know directions to your home. Okay. And just to verify the zip code out there, Jose, I found it as 90042. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's the one.
Perfect. And then for the account purposes, what's your last name?
Parada, P-A-R-A-D-A.
P-A-R, I'm sorry, you said P-A-R-A-D-A?
Uh-huh.
Parada?
Uh-huh.
Perfect. Okay, I'm just making sure I got that correctly. And then what's the best email address for you?
It's going to be my first last name, 1989@yahoo.com.
1989@yahoo. Okay, perfect. Jose Parada, 1989@yahoo.com. And then also, as far as your hours of operation go, how would you like them shown? Is it like Monday through Saturday, Monday through Sunday? How does that work?
No, it's only Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday? And then what are the hours that you would like to specify?
That's between 8 and 6 p.m.
8 to 6, Monday through Friday. And then are you... 8 to 6, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Perfect. And then when you're finished with a job, what methods of payments can you accept from your clients?
For right now, I only have Zelle and what is the other one? I think PayPal?
PayPal?
I don't have PayPal? I don't have Venmo, but I can create one. I'm sure I can create one.
Yeah, it's not very hard. I mean, we just ask for the methods of payments. That way your clients, when you're done servicing them, they know how they can pay you. Okay? If you're doing Zelle and PayPal right now, that works. And then if you ever want to add anything in to the account, you can always do so. You just got to let us know that you want that change implemented, and we can do that for you immediately. Okay.
Okay.
And then also, did you have any other forms of media out there for the business? Like, did you have social media like Facebook or Instagram, anything like that?
No, I don't have that.
Okay, that's not a problem. And then also, if we would have to get a hold of you in regards to the account with you that we have with you, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email?
Text message, I think, is better.
A text message?
Sometimes I'm not able to answer the phone. So a text message will be good.
Okay, perfect. And then what I'm going to do for you right now is I'm going to send you over a text message that we you have my direct phone number. You're going to have, it's going to say, "Hi, this is Tyler. Let's get your business at the top of Google today." And then it has my contact phone, my contact information. So I sent that over to you right now in the form of a text message. You should be receiving that here momentarily. And then I'm also going to send you over an email. The email is going to give you two forms of contact, okay? You're going to have client support's number and my direct phone number that's linked into this email. That way you have it in two forms of writing for your records. Give me one sec.
Okay,
and this will fall into your inbox. Yeah, this is going to fall into your inbox labeled client support. And give me one moment here while I make sure that's sent off to you successfully. Okay, perfect. And then the last thing that we would need to do, Jose, in order for us to be able to secure the listing and actually start the programming itself, that would be securing the listing at the discounted rate. In order to secure the $199, what's going to work best for your company, Jose? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for your business?
Debit card is better for me.
Okay, now does the debit card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
No, I just have my name.
Okay. And the card, normally they read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
Give me one second.
Mm-hmm. Take your time.
I haven't. Hey, Taylor, can I call you back in a little bit? Because I'm having a hard time driving. I'm driving and I'm just having a hard time to get in my wallet.
Gotcha. There's not a safe way where you can pull over?
Yeah, no, because I'm driving on the freeway.
Oh, understood. Understood. Okay. Well, what time would be a better time to reach out to you? Because this is something that we are actually looking to fill today.
Yeah, I can call you back in probably like in about like 30 minutes.
Okay.
30 minutes away from my work.
Would you like me to follow up with you in about 30 minutes from now?
Yeah, sure. Sounds good.
Okay. I'll contact you in about 30, Jose, and then we can go ahead and take it from there. If anything changes prior, I sent you over my contact information via email and text message, okay? So you have that for your records. But if I don't hear from you, I'll contact you in about 30 minutes, about 9 o'clock, okay?
Okay. Sounds good, Taylor. Thank you, man.
All right. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it. Drive safe.
Okay. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.